This summer, the world's best tennis players are coming back to Cincinnati. The Cincinnati Open returns August 8th through the 23rd. Bigger than ever, with new fan spaces, incredible food, drinks, and entertainment all in one place. Voted Tournament of the Year by the players themselves. Community Weekend starts August 8th. Finals weekend, August 22nd and 23rd. Get your tickets now at cincinnatiopen.com.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Calls for the government to increase the Help to Buy scheme. This is the scheme that gives a tax break if you are purchasing a newly built first home. Seamus McGrath is one of the people who is seeking an increase to it. He's Fianna Fáil TD for Cork South Central. You want it increased to what?
Yeah, so I think the argument for an increase is very logical. It's irrefutable, I would argue. This scheme is in place over 9 years. It came into being at the end of 2016, start of 2017. The price ceiling set at that time was 500,000. That has not moved in that time frame. As we know, there has been significant price inflation in the property market. And the simple fact, Anton, is that many first-time buyers do not have this scheme available to them because...
Can I hang on? You say there's irrefutable evidence. The scheme was created ultimately to incentivize the construction of new homes. What's the irrefutable evidence that it has worked in doing that?
Well, we have seen supply increase year on year. There's no question about that. We saw a 20% increase in supply last year, bringing us to over 32,200 properties.
Where's the evidence that the Help to Buy scheme did that?
We want to see continued increase in supply. We believe the Help to Buy scheme serves a dual purpose. It certainly provides a bridge for first-time buyers in terms of what they're able to borrow, what they may have in savings and the deposit to reach the purchase.
But hang on for a minute, James. Let's go back to cause and effect. You said there was irrefutable evidence this is working. The fact that supply has gone up is multifactorial with massive effort going into it. Where is the evidence that the Help to Buy is driving that?
Yeah, well, what I actually said was irrefutable evidence that the price ceiling should increase. But I'm happy to say that I believe this is a scheme that does work. Supply has increased. As I say, it serves two purposes. It helps first-time buyers, but also it is a stimulus package because it is aimed at new properties. It can be a new property to purchase or a new property to build, or indeed a conversion of a former commercial property, for example, if it becomes a residential property for the first time.
But a lot of analysts have said there is no way to establish that this is actually effective, that we get broad assertions, but there is no hard evidence. You're saying they're all wrong.
Well, property prices have increased, and they have increased because we have excess demand over supply, and we need to ensure that we reach a level of supply where it is meeting demand. That will take a number of years, we fully accept that, but that is why housing is a top priority of government. That is why the National Development Plan has set aside record funding. That is why there are reforms taking place in the planning system, for example.
Okay,
but
so
the reality
the
is for first-time buyers know they need to be able to bridge that gap.
The first aim for the Help to Buy scheme was to incentivize the construction of new homes. A secondary side effect benefit was going to be that it would facilitate first-time buyers actually purchasing. Now, a lot of analysts also say that what has actually happened is it has driven the price up and had a net zero effect for people getting on the housing market, on the ladder. Is that true?
I understand there is an argument there. This has been looked at by the department, and there's no strong evidence to suggest that the Help to Buy scheme has driven prices up. As I say, it's simple economics in relation to the prices of houses. There is an excess of demand over supply, and that's basic economics. And that is why the number one priority of government is to drive up supply. And all levers are being used to do that. As I say, in terms of reforming planning, record funding, establishing the Housing Activation Office, ensuring that the Land Development Agency is driving on with supply and will become the largest house builder in this country, a state agency. Local authorities have been tasked with high targets. So we are doing everything we can in relation to the supply side.
You say it's basic economics. That tends to be the criticism is rooted in basic economics, because what the analysts will say is, look, if you have a cohort of people who are buying first time and buying new properties, if you make all of that cohort 20% richer in terms of what they can spend, what that does is increase the sale price of houses, because that's what the market now knows the prices can be. You say that doesn't apply.
We have to deal with the reality here, Anton, and we can't let perfection be the enemy of the good. The reality is first-time buyers, this scheme is one of the key measures available to assist first-time buyers, and in many cases in places like Dublin and Cork and other urban areas, it's not available to them because house price inflation has gone up so high that it is beyond them.
But
and
if we it have gets to priced into the sale price, it has no net effect, so what's the point?
That is why it's not available for second-hand properties, for example. It's only available for new properties, for new build or new purchase. And I think that's a critical part of the scheme. But as I say, it serves a dual purpose. And the reality of the situation is it has to be available to first-time buyers. It's inconceivable that this would not be available. And I suppose if the figure was set at 500,000 back almost 10 years ago, why has that not increased to track in some way? I'm not saying it has to be an entirely correlation between house price inflation, but it should move in that direction, because otherwise it becomes inaccessible to first-time buyers.
Isn't the argument, though, for doing that rooted in those two fundamental questions? Have we got any real hard evidence that this has worked to increase the supply of first-time homes or new homes? And secondly, have we any real hard evidence that it hasn't just been priced in? If you were able to answer those in an objective, measurable way, then it might be a more coherent argument to say, let's increase it.
Well, supply has gone up since the scheme was introduced, and that's evidence, that's clear evidence. But I would also argue there's not a strong, clear evidence to say that it is driving up prices. I appreciate there has been various studies, there have been mixed findings in relation to that. But at the end of the day, this is only for new properties. And I would argue that there are properties and developments that have taken place, and the fact that the Help to Buy scheme is in place ensured that there were sufficient purchases for those properties. So I would argue it is an essential scheme in that respect.
And you want the threshold to move to, what is it, 620, is that it?
I haven't actually set a figure, but if you look at the median price of houses back when this scheme came into place, it was around 220,000. The median price of a house is now 389,000. So there's well over 70% inflation there. I'm not saying it needs to track that entirely, but I'm certainly saying it certainly needs to go over 600,000, possibly to 650,000. That is the reality we're facing now. And as a government, we have to deal with that. First-time buyers need the assistance.
And what sort of tax rebate would they get? Let's say it's 650. What sort of tax rebate would a buyer get at that?
So it's over the last 4 years of your tax, in terms of income tax and DIRT. It's also subject to a maximum of 30,000, and it can't be more than 10% of the value of the property. So it is set at that 30,000 max. But let's be honest, this is giving people back their tax. You know, this isn't a handout. This is tax that people
have
paid.
So somebody able to afford to spend €650,000 on a house, you'd be willing to give them back 30 grand from the state coffers?
Of tax that they have paid and to assist
But all the state coffers is tax that we've all paid.
Absolutely, but this is, if someone who is buying that house needs to come up with over 60,000 of a deposit. Let's remember that. Deposits have to be 10%. So to do that, the Help to Buy scheme is an important measure to assist them. But again, I would stand over the fact that I believe this does not in itself drive up prices. It is simple in economics in relation to prices, and that's why the main focus of government is trying to drive up the supply of housing.
Seamus, thank you very much. That is Seamus McGrath, who is Fianna Fáil TD for Cork South Central.